Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
You know, he's been dangling that catheter over us for weeks now. You just walked into it, but I mean, you know, Jeff here, for those of you at home don't know, we do, when we're off the air, that's when Jeff gets to shine. And this catheter thing is driving us all crazy. We know he's going to come back to it every week. He never gets farther than describing, asking if any of you have catheters or know what a catheter is. Then there is some incident in his house involving a catheter, and that's all we know. That's all we've known for a month now. Okay, almost worth the price of admission just to see if you can find out what the catheter is doing in Jeff's house. We got a guy, look at this, Joe Fuller, who's in Fitchburg, sells 3D printers. I didn't even know we could buy one. That's so cool. I want to print something in 3D now. Where is Joe? Can you give me your sales pitch on a 3D printer? Are they affordable, though, Joe, for the average Joe? Come on down here. I want to hear a sales pitch on a 3D printer, and I want to hear about its affordability. And what can a guy do with a 3D printer that he couldn't do with actually having an actual object?
True. Well, these are professional-level 3D printers, so they're sold to manufacturing firms.
Okay.
They are affordable, maybe outside of your budget, though.
Good pitch. Very good pitch.
Typically...
What can we do with our 3D? Let's say we can't afford it.
You can design it, you can print it.
Are we talking about meat product? I know there's a lot of meat, 3D meat printers. Can you do anything on it depending upon what you have in your cartridge?
Well, what's successful now is being able to prove concepts in a manufacturing environment. Parts.
This is the pitch. I don't understand a word you just said. I mean, I think you're probably right, but I don't know why.
Consumer products, for instance.
Okay. Let's start with that.
Okay. The glasses you're wearing.
What about them? You don't like them.
You could design the frames and print those on a 3D printer.
Okay.
How's that?
Would they be like paper frames then? Or something? I mean, what do you get when you actually print glasses on a 3D printer?
Depends on the material you choose, but typically it's a form of plastic or powder-based material.
Yeah. Can you do 2x4s and can actually do a house? Can you print a house stud by stud?
I hear somebody's trying to do that, yes.
Well, that's helpful. You heard someone's trying to do that. But you're in the business, though. You should know these things.
That's the construction industry, and I'm focused more on manufacturing.
Okay. What is the advantage of printing a 3D object as opposed to just going out and buying one that's already 3D by its very nature?
Say that again.
I mean, objects are all 3D, in our realm anyhow, and some of them are 4D even. I don't know, maybe there's another realm we don't know about, but an object by definition would have three dimensions. You could buy a printer, though, and print one up, but there's probably one already around that's already that.
Sure. In the design world, most everything in the past has been designed in 2D. So it gets a little difficult to read 2D design drawings.
Okay.
And some of that can end up in creating errors or making products that are not really ready to be released. Mm-hmm. So by proving out concepts in a 3D fashion, it allows you to explore the concept for form, fit, and function.
Okay. See, that's what I wanted to hear from you. That's all I was trying to get out of you. Thank you, Joe Fuller, Fitchburg.
Thanks, Mike.
Form, fit, and function. That's all you got to say. Form, fit, and function. Would you go to dinner with Paul Ryan if he paid? Yes. I'd go to dinner with anyone if they paid. I'm funny that way. Are you going to dinner with Paul Ryan? Is he paying? Excuse me, I just got to get past you here, and I don't want to offend you in any way. But rubbing up against you unnecessarily. Yes, would you get up here, please, Sissy? How are you?
Good.
You're from Kansas City, I see here. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
What brings you to our town?
I came for a wedding.
You did? Whose wedding is it?
The Price's wedding. The
Price's?
Lauren Price is being married tonight.
Who's she marrying?
She's marrying DJ Keller. obviously, I'm from the bride's side.
You're on the Price side.
Yes, I'm on the Price side.
And it is a nice affair.
Very nice. Yeah.
Country club sort of wedding?
No, it's at the hotel across from the Capitol. Concord.
The Concord.
Yes,
yeah,
Concord.
Very nice place.
Very nice
and
place.
And stay for the brunch.
The brunch tomorrow. We'll stay for the brunch.
Yeah, they have an excellent brunch. Whatever you want, they got.
Good.
And one of those guys that slices the roast for you all that stuff.
All right.
I like a brunch like that. What is the Paul Ryan thing, though? Have you got a Paul Ryan thing?
I've heard you mention Paul Ryan before, and I just want you wondered what you...
We went to school with her, his wife's parents. Went to law school with the Littles at the University of Oklahoma.
Have you met the Ryans socially?
No.
Okay. Do I want to? No.
Okay. All right. But would you go to dinner if he paid?
No.
Oh. All right. The only difference between us is that so far, I see. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Cheese curds, fried or squeaky? Squeaky. I honestly don't get the fried cheese curds. I think it's too much of a good thing or something. I don't know. You know, because they sort of dissolve inside, don't they? When you fry them and you get it, you know, it's got a squeak. Was that you applauding?
Yes. Yes.
Let me get your feeling on this.
I feel like frying cheese curds is ruining perfectly good cheese. Curds.
How long have you felt that way?
Since I learned that fried cheese curds existed.
Yeah. There's no point. It's overkill. You already got your curd there. You don't need to fry it. Although, you know, people fry anything now, you know.
Twinkies.
Have you had a fried Twinkie?
Oh, goodness, no.
That's sort of appealing, actually. I gotta admit. I don't know if the new ones will be as good, though. Okay, so anyhow, that's the answer. Who writes all the news that isn't? Rod Smith wants to know. Where is Rod Smith? Do you like it? Okay. I'll speak to him about it. I'll get back to you on that, Rod Smith. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz now. Well, you're right here, too. We can do it right here, I guess. Time to play the What Do You Know quiz, and you can win fabulous prizes. But first, we must know who can and cannot participate in that quiz. And to that extent, we have...
Thomas Baden.
That's what I was going to say. And would you hold that there and just reel those off? I want to face your accusers here.
Okay. All right. Number one. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, every baby is a royal baby. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. You're a good man. Did you know that somebody put a Michigan hat on your head?
I did. I married a Wolverine.
Married a Wolverine, okay. Live to talk about it. Wonderful. All right, you heard that now. If you think you qualify, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try that hand at the... Okay. You're hard to resist. I guess, you know, go walk down. You got to walk sideways here. So that's okay. Oh, here, we can stop and talk here, I guess. Wait a minute, here. We got to stop doing this. You know, it's an odd way to walk sideways parallel to someone and not know them.
Jerry Gardner.
What? I'm sorry?
Jerry Gardner.
Oh, Jerry Gardner. Oh, that's you then.
It's me.
Jerry Gardner, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to see you. Looking good. Are you here visiting Jerry or?
My son and his girlfriend.
The son and the girlfriend.
Yep.
What are they showing you around town? Anything?
Yeah, we've seen the lake, and we've seen downtown and the Capitol. We went to a concert at the Capitol.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah. What was the concert agenda there?
The symphony.
Yeah. Did they play any songs you know?
No.
That's why it's a symphony. You never know the songs. Jerry, right?
Okay.
One good reason you should play this quiz.
I've seen Garrison. I've seen Wait, Wait, and now the trifecta. The best for last.
It's a public radio hat trick for Jerry. You want, let's go up here. We can take the ramp. You take the ramp or you take the stairs. Once in a while, I like to take the ramp. Makes more of an entrance. You know, I like to get the entrance thing here. Watch out for the cords, though, because it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. That's our next, Jerry. And then have a seat there on the Naga hide, next to the emu. Okay. Were you treated this well on any of those shows, Jerry?
No.
No. Just saying. Nice to have you here. And is that just over a period of years you've gone to all the shows, or just recently?
When they were in Kansas City, yeah.
Oh, just when they came to you?
Yeah.
See?
This is the first time we
That's
came.
That's nice. All right, Jer. What do you do these days, Jer?
I am a Metro bus driver.
Oh, you are? You're the guy who's been driving for 25 years? Really? You get any breaks in that 25 years? Is it straight through? Or?
Straight through, yeah. Yeah. Back and forth.
Does it ever get boring on that route, or are you pretty much...
No, I drive a route called Troost, and everything happens on Troost.
Yeah. Really? Well, that's interesting. How much is a bus ride in Kansas City these
Dollar
days?
$1.50.
$1.50.
Or all day for $3.
All day for $3? Wow, that's not so bad. They give transfers?
Oh, yeah.
But they do?
Our transfers aren't transferable.
Then how can you call them transfers, really?
If you wanted to get on one bus to the other, but you couldn't give your transfer to another person.
How are you going to know that?
Because when you slice it, it says pass back, and then we have to throw you off the bus. And we, I kind of like doing that, but...
Did you ever let that slide, if you think, well...
Yeah.
You got to once in a while. Yeah. You got to. And then, so what does a bus driver do for recreation? You don't go out, you don't have an RV or something, right?
No.
No.
My wife drives when we're on vacation.
Is she a good driver?
Yeah. I've been doing this for 25 years, won awards, stuff like that. Mm. She doesn't think I'm a good driver.
No. Because the wheels are a different place on a family car, though. You can't do this thing with the... What do? You rest your arms on it and then just kind of move it? Because it's more horizontal, isn't it? Your bus wheel?
About the same, yeah.
About the same? Oh, okay. I thought that was a little different. So, and where do you go on these trips? Do you do cross-country things and all that?
No, we appear to Madison, Colorado, around Midwest.
Are you a backseat driver when...
No, I tell her, I would, when you're driving, I never say, what are you doing wrong? Mm-hmm. But when I'm driving, she always tells me what I'm doing wrong.
And you're a professional.
That's what I tell her every day.
Oh, well, you seem to have a good attitude about it. It'll work out. Jerry, someone out there plays along with you. How do they do that, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz, they pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669. And you ask them a qualifying question.
Here it is. Who or what is Carlos Danger? Ooh. Who or what is Carlos Danger? If you know, give us a call here. Oh, you've called already, I see. Okay, let's see if you do know. Go to the phones right now. Here's Bill in Hale's Corners. Hey, Bill.
Hello. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I'm good. They still got the Speedway out by you?
No, it's gone. It's a Menards now.
It's a what?
It's a Menards now.
No, the Menards Speedway? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Bill, who or what is Carlos Danger?
I think Carlos Danger is Anthony Weiner's texting name. His nom de plume.
His little pet name for it. Okay. Congratulations. That's right, Bill. You're a good man. Bill, I want to introduce you to your partner in crime here. This is Jer from Kansas City.
Hey, Jer. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Okay. You two guys are a team now. Okay. So you work together and okay.
Got it.
I want you to get along. And, Sarah, what categories do we have?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Bill, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. School it is. Dolphins, ... and names. Fill in the dots. Dolphins and names.
Dolphins call each other. They know the names of other dolphins. or they call each other dolphins.
Okay, they use their names. Yeah. They call each other by name. Bill, you go along with that? Or?
I'll buy that.
That's right. Very interesting. And nicknames, even. Pejoratives occasionally. That's amazing. Okay, and that would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Good start. What's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
People.
Okay, people. Do women actually need that sweater they bring everywhere, even in summer?
Yes.
Yes, Jer says, with a resigned look.
The fact that it's 55 degrees right now, yes. I would say so.
Yes, yes, they do, because they have hotter cores but cooler extremities. Yes. Congratulations. Yes, here's a man who knows after all these years. And yes.
The categories remaining are current events, places, science, or odds and ends, and the score currently is 2 right and 0 wrong.
Oh, good. Nice turnaround there.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
All right, back to you, Bill. What would you like?
Yeah, how about current events?
Current events, right out of the news or not. What kind of a squirrel could shut down the Los Angeles National Forest?
Wow.
A squirrel, a single squirrel, shut down the entire Los Angeles National Forest recently.
I have no
sick
idea.
Squirrel.
What?
A sick one.
A sick squirrel? Okay, sick. You mean like a plague-ridden squirrel, something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
I'll go with that.
Yes, that's right. He had plague. He wasn't that big or anything. He just did have the plague. Holy cow. They won the quiz. That was dynamic.
And quick.
And quick.
Yes.
What could they do now?
Well, they could risk it all and go for the mother load. One more question. One right answer.
If they don't get that right, what happens?
Then they go home with nothing.
With
yeah,
nothing.
What do you think?
Oh, go for it.
Okay, they're going for it. Yet. Let's give them a little encouragement here. Come on. Got to get it right or you lose everything. But, you know, that's going to happen. I know. What's left there, Jer?
Places, science, or odds and ends?
Places, science, odds and ends. Is it back to you, Jer?
Places.
Places. This could be anywhere, I think. Yes. Germans are the biggest worriers in Europe. Who are the most carefree in Europe? Is it the Austrians, the Poles, or the Irish?
Wow. Well, my first guess would probably be the Irish.
First guess?
I'd go along with that.
The Irish. We do have some Irish individuals here. Are you worried about anything right now?
No.
They are not worried. So you say Irish.
I'll say Irish.
Irish is right. Congratulations.
Yay! All
right.
Jerry, you and a guest will go to Madison's historic Majestic Theater on August 6th to hear English singer-songwriter Frank Turner. He has his own signature beer and went to college with Prince William. The prince, however, is unlikely to be at the Majestic with you. Then boost your summer reading program with Alec Fugue's The Tinkerers, the amateurs, DIYers, and inventors who make America great from basic books. Continue with The Science Delusion, Asking the Big Questions in a Culture of Easy Answers by Curtis White from Melville House. Enjoy Rudolf Herzog's blackly sardonic short history of nuclear folly, translated by Jefferson Chase from the German Der Verstalte Westernhelden andere Irrsing aus dem Atomzeitalter, also from Melville House, and learn about the father of the atomic bomb reading Ray Monk's weighty Robert Oppenheimer, A Life Inside the Center from Doubleday. Bill, begin your day with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend and relax later in the day with smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then keep the blazing sun from your eyes with a cap from Michigan Radio. Cool off listening to the CD Wild Woods and Waters by the Blue Canvas Orchestra from Big Top Chautauqua. Write a letter like they did in ye olden days with a pen from the Nebraska Shakespeare Festival and find out why you probably shouldn't ask Prenez-vous des pommes frites que je peux me marier? In What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Jared.
Thank you.
Thank you. Clan. Thanks for all you do, bus drivers, the heroes of our time. Never get recognized. We do. Thanks a lot, Bill. Hang on. We'll make sure you get that stuff.
Bayfield What Do You Know fans will be under the big top next week, Saturday, August 3rd. Call 715-373-5552 or follow the links on notmuch.com for ticket information. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.